This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, another hour of conversation, inspiration, if you will, on the DJV program today. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. I'm trying to figure out how to couch this. The business of all of these various news websites going down in the last, 24 hours. Or when did you first notice yours was down? All of the sources were down, Victoria.
It was very quick. I went to CNN was down, USA Today was down, I think Fox News was down. I check all my usual sources, and I thought it was my own computer, and then it wasn't.
Nope.
It was just, yeah. But, you know, it's funny.
Is this another hack? What is this?
We don't know yet. I don't know. Everything's back, so if it was a hack, it's a pretty unsuccessful one.
But why would it just be news sites that would go down?
Well, they could all be using the same company as to provide them as servers.
It was. So. It was this operating. Oh, I had the story, and now I have to find it. But it's this operating software that, or a content delivery network. That's what it is.
Yeah,
it's a company called Fastly, Fastly. That was experiencing the outage that applied to Reddit, CNN, New York Times, a lot of other sources, The Guardian, Twitch, Hulu, Etsy, HBO Max, Spotify, Target, all of them were kind of affected by this.
That reality maybe will change then as they all look at each other and say, huh?
Well, you know, but HBO Max has had issues because during the finale, two Sundays ago, the finale of Mayor of Easttown with Kate Winslet, if people were watching it on the app, which I wasn't watching in real time because it starts too late, but the whole thing crashed and people were furious because they only got halfway through the episode and all of HBO Max crashed. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so this is something that's being reported on a number of sites. And it does my heart good because this is the kind of thing that gives me hope that we are not going to lose it all or give it all away. The Senate apparently has managed to find some bipartisanship here, the agreement that has basically crafted a bill which will finance technology and manufacturing. That is, bring people back to America, bring jobs back to America. If you go back about 50, 60 years, the federal spending on things like research and development was about 1% of gross domestic product. And it was even during the Kennedy era about 2%. And then the investments went down because the government thought it should be the private sector. And I get that. I understand it ought to be the private sector that does it on its own. But at some point here, we got to be realistic. Now, I don't know whether I like this idea as much as I like the tax incentives, but at least it's a start. And so, you look at all of the things that we have that have been enhanced, the NASA stuff that was all public money and all of the research that went in to developing the engines and the various other things that have been used in medicine, that sort of stuff. But we went away from it, and then, you see how the others, for example, China has spent lots and lots of money on its research and development of whatever they can create and manufacture there. Most of the time they steal whatever they are going to manufacture, but they've actually done a lot of research and development. But they spend twice as much as we do on R&D. In China for their companies, but the state owns all the companies, so it's kind of prejudicial. But other Asian countries, the Koreans, for example, spend a lot of money on research and development. That is, the government does. Norway does. Germany does. Sweden does. Japan does. France does. United Kingdom does. So it's just something that it seems to me gives us something to talk about, at least. And if the, you know, if we, if it takes the threat from China to bring us together politically, somebody's waking up. They're all waking up, apparently. Hello, ding, ding, ding. What do you think the Chinese are doing? So they are the chief economic rival, the chief geopolitical rival. They are a warring nation, and they want to be at war with us and pretty much the rest of the world because they think they ought to be the boss. They want to control
everything. And as a story about them having a vaccine and not sharing the right information with the rest of the world, the rest of the world was scrambling to deal with COVID.
Yeah.
I think that is
true, though, and I don't put anything past them, but if that's true, how come the current vaccine doesn't work?
Theirs?
For the people.
Yeah, theirs.
I mean, for their people, perhaps. I mean, they're gaining a lot by people being sick, right? I mean, they're trying to keep people sick. I mean, the reporting is that they're creating new variants already because they want it to look like the bats, that this came from a bat or that this was created in nature. So I think because they benefit from people being sick, and I don't think they care if they lose part of their population.
They lost. I heard a number of like 4.3 million people died of COVID in China. Now, who's going to ever know? They're never going to admit to it.
Never know.
A lot of leaking is going on down there.
I think this. Yes, going back to, and I think NASA is a great analogy for people. Yeah. You know, who don't want the government doing anything, and you know, but yeah, look at the government. NASA wouldn't even, we wouldn't have a space program if it weren't for the government getting involved and supporting
correct.
It. So,
that is
like,
correct.
There are some amazing things that can come when the government works with our own industries.
Well, my grandfather, it's in everybody's best interest.
My grandfather worked for Howard Hughes, you know, Hughes Aircraft, and he designed circuits for the first space, that whole first mission when the government contracted all that work out, and he designed electrical circuits for Hughes Aircraft. I mean, it employs so many people. Like, they're just, I don't know. I don't see downside to this. I know a lot of people on the right don't want anything to do with government money, but, you know, come on. Sometimes good things happen.
Yeah, right. Okay, so in a moment, you know, we talk a lot about what's going on in the places where Jay is or where Victoria is or Jennifer is. Jennifer, California. Victoria is in New Jersey. Jay's down in Tennessee. Let's move to New Jersey. I want to talk about the women's prison that's there, or soon not to be there, in a matter of moments. Now 13 after on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night and you have a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, 16 and change after the hour here on the DJV program. So, Victoria, apparently there was a women's prison. They were outlawed in Massachusetts. I don't know. They all became, they put everybody together in the same prison population, the Framingham Women's Reformatory, they used to call it. A huge facility that's slated to be closed, but they've been talking about closing it for years. But this women's prison in New Jersey that's closing apparently has a long history of guards abusing the inmates.
Yeah.
How does, you think about it, I guess it is part of the society, men and their stuff.
But it's not even just sexual assault. It's physical abuse, and that's from guards, you know, men and women who are doing this. And so, you know, this has been happening for a really long time. So I'm not sure, you know, Governor Murphy, who's the current governor, he actually was the first one, I guess, to do a comprehensive report on and to take a real look at what was going on. And so he made the announcement yesterday. He's closing this prison. There are 400 inmates there. They'll be moved to different facilities. But yeah, I mean, this is a long history of abuse and just it's terrible.
Yeah. The FDA, some good news, approving or putting on fast track a drug to treat Alzheimer's. This is the first one to come along. You know, I've talked to you about, idea that there's a product, part of cannabis, THC. There's some kind of a molecule that's being researched that apparently has great hope to be created into some sort of a drug, I'm sure, to treat Alzheimer's or to prevent it. If you have it in your family, that's got to be, when you really get down to brass tacks, you know, I had my brain examined because I wanted to know what was going on after what happened last fall to me. So it was another reason for me to get a CERA scan of my brain. And there's nothing in there, including the front. it didn't sound right.
It's a pebble.
There's nothing there, surprisingly.
That's why I hear this rattling when I walk around.
Right. Okay, calm down. The frontal lobes of your brain are where Alzheimer's develops. And if you get plenty of blood flow in there, that will keep you from getting Alzheimer's. And I thought, you know, it's a pretty simple fix. People who get more oxygen into their system will go a long way anyway toward eliminating or alleviating the problem. The thing is that there are some who tell the story of it being hereditary, and I don't understand the way it was explained to me how it could be hereditary. But, you know, how do you, at this point, there's not enough. The brain is such a complex thing, it's really not understood particularly well. It really isn't. Parts of your brain, you know, I think I told you the story about the blood flow in the region where there is depression and anger, and I wasn't getting as much blood flow there, so I started with oxygen and nitric oxide and stuff like that, because I felt depressed, and you know that's not all the time.
You took laughing gas.
Well, it's not
nitrous oxide is laughing gas. If
yes.
It is.
Yeah,
right.
It is.
That's what you were given.
Well, no, I just did a little research.
What kind of whack did you go through this? Wait. No, wait, Jen. He's saying he did research on his own. You can't. Where did you get nitrous?
How'd you buy laughing gas?
Yeah, you can't.
Nitric oxide comes in capsule form. Nitric oxide, NO, is part of what's in.
Oh, not nitrous. Nitric.
Okay, nitric.
Different.
Yes,
different.
Right.
Like,
yes.
How in the world
I know.
You treat yourself
I'm like, is he just taking
gas?
Hits all day on the farm from, like, a tank?
Notice how we believed it, though.
I know.
He's got, like, he's like, Duck Devin show here.
Yeah.
Come on out to the farm.
Hits of nitrous for the whole family.
Having your ice cream. All right. Give it to the cows. They'll be having a good time.
And we believe it.
Good time is had by all. All right. That's so much for that report. 21 after the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 23 after the hour, and it's trending time here on the DJV program, so get ready, you social media fans, because Jay Kirshner's got the whole story. And again, congratulations to Tisha Benavides. See, ladies? Tisha Benavides.
Must be all that nitrous oxide. Working.
Sharp as a tack.
Working well. All right, so we're going to get another winner this week. Under what circumstances, Jay? How are we going to get entries? You're already getting a boatload of pictures, so how's this all work?
Yeah, it's a photo contest. That's all you have to do to enter on Facebook at DJV Show. Post a photo of your dad, father figure, mom who plays the role of dad, and a winner will be drawn at random. You can also get in on Instagram by posting a photo. Now, on Instagram, there is an added level. You have to tag us at DJV Show.
All right, big deal. So, let's see what else is trending. Rob Zombie. Please, tell me that's not his real name.
No.
No. No, it is not. You know, he's the heavy metal rocker turned director and screenwriter, known for The Devil's Rejects, House of a Thousand Corpses.
You've seen all of these. I can tell by the way you're talking about them.
Oh, absolutely. He did
you
the 2007 reboot of Halloween.
Oh, my God. What is the matter with you?
He is doing the Munsters.
I know that he is, but y'all
don't think. Oh, no, he's going to make the Munsters really awful and bloody and gory.
See, I think this is going to be amazing because he's a huge fan of the Munsters. He respects the Munsters. So I think that he's going to be like his first non-super gory
category
one.
Of human beings, those who respect the Munsters are.
I think
who's playing,
brilliant.
Who's playing Herman Munster?
John Perry, I think.
Who?
Nobody known yet, and there's
John
no
Carey.
Release date immediately
That's
available.
Good casting,
John Carey, that would be good casting. His long nose and long face, yeah.
Well, Frankenstein look, yeah.
Right, okay. All right, let's get Jennifer in on this, Jay. The six-year-old who was killed on the freeway in California, it was kind of a drive-by shooting, right?
It was a road rage incident.
It was road rage, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but go ahead. Explain, please.
Well, I guess they cut off Aiden Leos is a little boy who died. They cut off his mother on the freeway, and so she extended the bird to them. And they returned by firing into her car. A bullet ricocheted and hit her little six-year-old boy who was in a booster seat in the back seat going to school. And it got lodged into his back. She knew that he was shot because she heard him say, "Ow, Mommy." Oh. And she turned around and saw that he had been shot. She took him to Children's Hospital in Orange County, and he died of his injuries. So the suspects were missing for over 2 weeks. They couldn't find who these people were. They just knew about their car. They couldn't find out who was driving. And the reports were that it was a woman driving and a man in the passenger seat, and turns out that that was indeed the case. The suspects were arrested on Sunday after a tip to the tip line, which had a reward of well over $500,000, I think, from private donations. Mm-hmm. And the suspects are Marcus Ariz, 24, and Wynn Lee, 23, both of Costa Mesa, and they're getting arraigned for on murder charges.
Jesus, these people, they should be put in jail for the rest of their lives.
Yep.
Get
How do
rid
you
of
do
them.
That?
Get
How
rid
do
of
you
them.
Just fire a gun into a car?
Because you're out of your mind,
road
coked up, drugged
so
up,
right now.
Whatever.
I see it now. All the time. I'd let everybody go. And I mean, I'm not a road rage person. It actually really bugs me if I'm in the car with somebody who's got, like, road rage. But I just let everybody go now. It's like, you know what? It's not worth it.
You don't
Someone
even
can just pull out a gun for no reason. It's not
exactly.
worth it.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like you don't even want to respond. We were in a situation where we got cut off, and my husband kind of pulled up onto the car in front of us, and I started screaming at him because we had Mac in the car. I'm like, you don't do this anymore.
Right.
If you want to do this when you're by yourself, you do whatever you want. But when Mac's in the car, you don't do anything but drive.
And so he said, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Kid Rock. In the trending box, not for a good reason. Where was this bar in Tennessee where he was?
In Smithville. It was the Fish Lips Bar and Grill. He got mad that people were pulling out their phones because, hey, they were excited to see Kid Rock jump up on stage. And he started throwing homophobic slurs at them because
he's
mad that they had their phones
out. Crap about him. Ugh.
Right, he's useless. I always thought he was just a piece of dirt. All right, so there you go. He's going to take matters into his own hands. I like that. He can't even hold his hands straight. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. What if your perfectly trained kitty suddenly stopped using the litter box? Every cat is entitled to an accident once in a while. However, if your kitty's elimination habits suddenly change, it's important that you take her to the vet for a checkup. Once any physical problems have been ruled out, there are steps you can take to get kitty back on track. But first, let's understand the psychological factors that may trigger such behavior. Cats are very sensitive creatures, and many things may trigger litter problems. The arrival of a new baby with the new smells and the scent of dirty diapers may trigger this behavior. The same holds true for the arrival of another pet in the household. Even the absence of a beloved family member may set off this behavior. No matter what the cause, there are steps you can take to get kitty back on track. Make sure you select the right type of litter. Make sure you keep that litter box clean all the time. And this is so important. If you don't get rid of the scent from the cat's point of view, they're going to return over and over again. So use a good pet odor neutralizer. There's many on the market to make sure you clean up properly. You can have a cat and a clean house at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. No need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of the rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden broke off negotiations with a group of GOP senators attempting to get a bipartisan infrastructure bill done. Biden informed GOP leaders Tuesday that the latest offer from the group did not, in his view, meet the essential needs of our country to restore our roads and bridges and prepare for a clean energy future. El Salvador's legislature voted early Wednesday to make Bitcoin legal tender. El Salvador in Central America will become the first country to formally adopt a digital currency once President Nayib Bukele signs the legislation into law. The Senate on Tuesday approved a bipartisan $250 billion bill boosting government spending on technology research and development amid rising competition from China and other nations. The bill passed 68-32. It won approval after being delayed just before the Senate's Memorial Day recess. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This day in history. Flash, 1856. Nearly 500 members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, often informally known as the Mormons, leave Iowa City and head west for Salt Lake City, carrying all their goods and supplies in two-wheeled handcarts. Flash, 1915. United States Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan resigns due to his concerns over President Woodrow Wilson's handling of the crisis generated by a German submarine sinking of the British passenger liner Lusitania the previous month. Flash, 1973.
Mike Allen and Vice Prince are both coming up to him now. The Secretary is all alone. He's out there almost a 16th of a mile away from the rest of the Harpy. Secretary is in a position that seems impossible to get. He's into the stretch. Secretary leads his field by 18 lengths. And now Vice Prince is taking second, and Mike Allen has moved back to third. They're in the stretch. Secretary has opened a 22-length lead. He is going to be the Triple Crown winner.
A spectacular victory at the Belmont Stakes, Secretariat becomes the first horse in Citation in 1948 to win America's coveted Triple Crown. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Food comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 at the hour. Ladies are in rare form today. I think I'm always in rare form. Some days I'm a little more rare than others. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. I have to say this. Mike McVeigh, who is the consultant for the program, and I are going to the Talkers Convention in New York, actually on Long Island, at Hofstra this Friday. And so we were talking about people and what they know about this program. And I say this, it may mean nothing to anybody, but those of you who are in your own business, maybe this means something to you. As those of us who struggle to maintain our own identity in a sea that's changing. I talk about this all the time with regard to the American Family Farmer on that program that I do about farming and food and families and stuff. But it also applies to most small businesses, whether you're a plumber, whether you're an electrician, whether you have your own little like drugstores, they still exist, whether you have your own radio program. I'm the last one in the country to have an independent production company that produces a bunch of radio programs. And, excuse me, it has been a labor of love. It's happened, you know, over the last 55 years of my broadcasting career, I learned one thing, that I didn't mix well with bosses. So that's, you know, it just some of us do and some of us don't. And I didn't. And so I determined that I'd take whatever talent I had or whatever gift I had and and put it to good use. Although I've worked for some great radio stations over the years, but I didn't have to, you know, because I had this going and have for the last 33 years. So when I think about what it is that people see in this program, the ladies that have worked so hard, Jennifer's been with me for, what, 14, 15, 16 years, I can't even remember.
Since she was 12.
Yeah,
I know.
She's been doing
me
a
lot. You for retirement.
Yeah, no, you're not going to retire. I'm not retiring. You can't retire either. Victoria's been around for 4 or 5 years.
5 years.
I knew her
now,
a year before. This is what I shouldn't remember. I knew her a year before she got married and didn't invite me to her wedding, which she will celebrate the anniversary of in a couple of weeks.
No one was invited. We didn't even have answers.
But I'm not no one. I'm somebody.
It was immediate family.
I'm somebody.
Well, my aunts and uncles and cousins, whom I've known my whole life, would have been on the list had we not done just immediate family.
Yeah.
You would have been on the list, too.
I'm sore about this. At any rate, and Jay...
A little further down, but you would have been on the list.
Right. If Jay had known me I was friends with her father, she would have invited me to her wedding had I been around however many years ago. How long have you been married? 4 or 5 years?
10 years.
10 years? And so people say, well, what's the problem? Why are you just having a baby now? I can hear people say, why'd you wait so long? They said that to my daughter. Why'd you wait so long? My daughter was 40 when she had Miles. Hey, why'd you wait so long? When somebody said that, why did your daughter wait so long? I looked at him and said, it was none of your effing business.
Right.
Oh, people get, they get up in it. It's like,
oh my God,
you just not like kids? Are you struggling to conceive? I mean, people ask really pointed questions.
Unbelievable.
I just didn't want kids until recently.
There you go. All right, that's it. End of story. Anyway, so the point of this long-winded story that I was telling had to do with what people say. There are people who are now saying because this program is so good that they wish they'd paid attention to it earlier on. Okay, does that make me feel better? It doesn't make me feel bad. It makes me think, oh, gee, an opportunity missed. But you know what? That's the past. Looking, if there's one thing I agree with that character, what's the minister's name that I was talking about? Not I put him on my Joel Osteen or what's his name? What's the guy?
Joel Osteen?
Joel Osteen is a person,
But he's that minister, right? Isn't that his name?
Yes.
He's a minister, yes.
So he said, and many of you, I guess, have said this as well, but I love the reference to the rearview mirror. Small. You look in the rearview mirror, small. Look in the windshield, big. So looking ahead is much more important than looking behind. And I just hope that more and more people now will pay attention to all the good work that you, the three of you, are doing and putting this thing, this program, on the map. That's why I told that four-minute story. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the governor of Vermont has signed a bill to expand voting access. All right, so this flies, or does it fly? You know, but these bills are taken at random. Oh, Georgia, they did terrible stuff, or Florida did awful stuff. It's restricting voting, which is nonsense because it doesn't do that at all. But they want to make Republicans look bad, so they being the news media. So what has Phil Scott done, Victoria? He's the governor of Vermont, and he said this is what the new law
requires. He's expanding voting.
Mail-in ballots and that stuff?
Yes, and so mail-in ballots, now the new Vermont law that he just signed, it requires the state to send mail-in ballots to all registered voters, and it gives voters the option to fix or what they call cure a ballot if something is submitted incorrectly and or like if it's missing a signature, things that would consider it to be defective or, you know, not admissible. So you're allowed to. I thought every state allows you to cure your ballot. I mean, certainly in New Jersey, we just did universal mail-in ballots for the last election. It was we'd never done it before. And so and a couple people I know, both Republican and Democrat, had their ballots sent back because something was missing or a signature didn't match. And so you had to verify that it was really you, and you had to send proof of your ID and everything. So I guess Vermont wants to sort of go down that road. But it's very popular because over 75% of registered voters cast ballots either early or by mail, according to the Vermont Secretary of State. And that was in the last election. So this governor said he thinks that more people should be voting, and he said, I believe in making sure voting is
early
accessible.
Is a mistake, because there are a lot of things that happen toward the end.
How many times have you wanted to go, oh, I wish I could take that vote back?
Yep.
I've never had that happen.
How many, really? Everybody you've ever voted for?
I know a lot of people who have changed mind on local candidates, on propositions. I mean, there's stuff that kind of comes up and you go, oh, I wish I could get that back.
I know. The only thing I know about the next election is who I'm voting for mayor in my city. That's it. I don't know who else I'm going to vote for yet. And I think that's part of the beauty of the system. The system takes too long. For sure, but there's another side. You learn more and more about people. And if there's anything we need to do is learn more about the people that are running for office. All right, 41 after the hour. Okay, you're going to help me with this. Lululemon Athletica?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What's the question?
What
Lululemon
is
a very popular brand.
All I can
brand.
Think of is Liz Lemon from 30 Rock. When I saw that, that's what I thought. Okay, so
what is Lululemon, Lululemon, not cheap. They make high-end athletic leggings and clothing.
You wear them?
True leggings.
Do you wear them?
I have a few things from Lululemon. It's honestly, it's too expensive. I don't really love it, but they're very popular. And
you have to have nice legs in order to wear this stuff?
Well, they're like any other athletic leggings.
Yeah, just any leggings.
Yeah.
They're not tight on your...
Yeah, they're very tight.
Of course they're tight.
That's what leggings are. Well, leggings are tight.
So then they're going to show your
Think of spandex.
Legs.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
So,
thighs.
Yeah, everything that's a leg, Doug. Yes. I mean, really?
Your femur, your
kneecap.
Get bones connected to the leg bone.
Right. Okay, so the story here is that Lululemon surprised themselves with the first quarter sales numbers. It was an 88% increase. So all the analysts had, you know, this blew away everybody who
Why
you
do
know,
people
thought,
want to wear this after they've gained so much weight over the past year and a half? Why would this
because
be
Because people are trying to work out to get rid of the weight.
Yeah, and it stretches. This is why people
And we're still like comfortable with our bodies no matter what we weigh.
Or is that just me?
Do you want to keep asking questions?
I feel like I'm now
the tribunal here will vote you off
exactly.
the island
I'm
very
being
quickly.
Attacked on all sides.
Well, because you're acting like a creeper when we're talking about leggings.
Right, I want to know what they are.
Leggings.
That's all I mean.
You've
like
never
creeper.
Seen a woman in leggings? I mean, really?
Yeah, I have. I guess now that I think about it.
For running, for spin bikes. Like, really?
We let you wear short sleeves.
Anyway, the story is, as shopping traffic has gone back into stores, the Gap has seen a big increase. Nike, Under Armour, Old Navy, Athleta, like all of those brands, which are athleisure brands. So they're all seeing huge spikes. A lot of people, not new, a lot of people are, like Jen was saying, you know, a lot of people are wearing comfy clothes. As we know, most people have been working from home for the last year or so. A lot of that is going to continue. And so people are either working out at home more, which they are, you know, we know from the Peloton craze, and they're still continuing to buy athleisure. I don't know that anyone is going to really be buying, like, non-stretch clothing for a long time. I think
Fall
this is
into
a real trend.
The Gap. 44 past the hour. As long as we're in this fashion mode, let's find out how you can rent the runway after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Okay, 46:47 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. So I know I'm going to stick my foot in my mouth with this, and I'm just anticipating because you've all been attacking me all morning. What this Rent the Runway thing is all about. What is this? Why should I be interested?
You wouldn't know what that's about. I would give you a pass on that.
Yeah, I would give you a pass on that.
Yeah.
Really?
Most men, I think, would it. Yeah. It's a service where if you're going to, like, a fancy thing or you have a work event coming up, you can go and rent designer clothes for less than buying them.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
so you get them for, like, 2 or 3 days. Why? You send them back. It's
so
a great. I've
this?
Used it a million times.
How many
times.
People? You have? Under what circumstance?
I had to go to 10 weddings in 1 year, and you can't. And it's all the same group of friends, so if you can't, you don't want to keep buying a brand-new dress for over $100 for each wedding. Plus a wedding gift? That's expensive.
Guys
so
wear the same
bucks,
suits. Or why can't you wear the same dress? Guys wear the same suit.
That's not how women operate.
Yeah. Guys are lucky. You switch a tie and you look
did
like
you
a
did you use this for your own wedding that I didn't get invited to?
No, I did not. I had my own wedding dress.
Oh, there we go.
I don't know. Do they do wedding dresses? I don't even know if they do that.
All right, Jay has something
that'd be smart.
To share with us. Jay is going to tell us what a trilobite is. T-R-I-L-O-B-I-T-E-S.
Oh, wait, I already got rid of it.
What is that?
I thought it was just a random question you were asking.
But no, I would actually...
It's a group of extinct marine arthropods.
These arthropods have been in the soil, if you will. They've been lost for 24,000 years. And somehow or other, somebody unearthed... they were frozen, but now that the frozen tundra is thawing out, these creatures have now come back to life after 24,000 years of being frozen. So this gives sort of credence to those who, you know, there's bad movies around all the time about stuff that comes back to life after having been frozen in time. And this actually gives credence to that because these things have come back to life as if no time had passed. But they've been frozen.
It's like
for
the Golden Girls when they froze their heads.
Huh?
Never mind. Girl, I laughed.
They froze their
thanks,
head.
Jen.
They
froze.
Did?
She just wanted to freeze her head, right?
This is sort of like when cryogenics, you know, some people want to put their bodies into a frozen state of animation until whatever they died from gets cured and then they can be fixed. Walt Disney, that's what he was thinking. It's 10 before the hour.
Gotta shoot your eye down. Take you in my eye.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour. Joining me now is astrologer and author and actress Laura Banks, who has StarGalNetwork.com as a way to connect with you, other than listening to her here tell you about some of the rules when it comes to getting a really good astrological connection. You know, it's funny, because I've been sort of aware of this for decades and have been interested in it. It becomes a dinner conversation, or it becomes a conversation mostly over dinner with people that I meet. And it, you know, it sounds like a pickup line, but it really isn't. You know, have you ever had right. your chart done?
right.
Well, but I think that's a way, it is, I've said many times, a way for you to, for me, to learn to know more about people so that I can understand them and work with them or deal with them better and, you know, in a sound way. A lot of people don't get it. They don't see it that way. They think I'm prying. You know, if I say to somebody like I recently did at dinner, okay, you're a double fire sign with an air sign. How do you think that's going to go with a water sign? And she looked at me like I had two heads. So, but there's a, you know, using somebody like you, so you can tell people, okay, this is why this combination of elements that you find from getting your birthday and the time and the place, this is why this doesn't work with that. And I don't know, people are offended sometimes by that, but that's kind of the way to keep yourself from getting into a jam, right?
Right. And the good news, Doug, is that a lot of the younger generation is taking to this powerfully. They're using the CoStar app. They're embracing it.
What is the CoStar app? Tell. What's the CoStar app?
CoStar, C-O-S-T-A-R, CoStar. It's out of San Francisco. It's a Silicon invention of millions of dollars in potentiality, and all the Xennials and Millennials are like, I'll now get a weekly message from CoStar about what's going on with a Venus or a sextile or this or that. I mean, it's a...
For everybody or for you?
For me, specifically, you put in your chart, and then you can get, you know, it cannot replace a reading. It cannot replace the intimacy or the intuitive of a reading.
No.
But the Zennials are really embracing this, and It's a refinement of knowledge. I mean, if you went into the moments you experience in a fine glass of wine, you know, oh, there's the cinnamon and then there's just that coffee flavor, and you know, a non-wine connoisseur is going to be what? You know, so it's like anything. If you do a deep dive of knowledge into a subject, you're going to be brilliant at it, and you're going to have more of a healthy experience or a richer moment. You know, it's very valid to suggest you understand who you're compatible with. You know, I just tried to have a relationship with Capricorn, and I can't do it. I really gave it my all, and a Capricorn and an Aries are just mud and whatever. It wouldn't go with mud.
Well, like Aries and Scorpio, the same thing. Capricorn, though, is an air sign, right? What's Capricorn?
Capricorn's Earth.
Her sign, okay.
And they're very structured and powerful and resourceful, yeah. And the kind of a guy I'd love to have in my life because I need that. But at the end of the day, I'm improvisational and on fire and doing this and that, and it drives him nuts. And he drives me nuts. I mean, but there he had a Sagittarius moon, which I thought would help out, and a Gemini rising. And, you know, you do want to look at all the elements.
Well, Geminis are so easily bored. And they don't trust anybody, so I'd stay as far away from Gemini.
Moon is in it. Yeah, Gemini's moon specifically is in a fall position because they cannot stay focused. So if you've got a Gemini moon, you want to know you have a Gemini moon and pretty much start meditating or find a drug or something. I don't know what to tell you, but you know the moon's always changing. And then in Gemini, and right now we're in a retrograde Gemini. I don't really like to talk about that, but it's a powerful one. And it goes.
All right,
goes,
so hold on a second. So we have Gemini in retrograde and Mercury in retrograde. How long does it take for the two of them to get out so that things sort of go back to somewhat a normal status?
Well, Gemini is not in retrograde. There's no such thing. I maybe said it wrong. Gemini Mercury is in the sign of Gemini, which creates a powerful, powerful retrograde. In its own sign. So you have to proofread things 2 to 3 times. You want to choose your words carefully.
Yeah, that's pretty good advice, actually, under the circumstances. Yours truly is about to sign a pretty big contract, and I tell all the parties involved I don't want to do it until Mercury comes out of retrograde. We're negotiating now, but the lawyers keep dragging it out. Goes longer and longer and longer and longer. At the end of the day, it'll probably get settled, bingo, like that. But it's a good example of why you don't sign. So there it is, the advice from the lady at StarGalNetwork.com, Laura Banks, here.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.